Hey, fuckers, how you doing? Christina
and Corinne
here.
I'm just gonna walk you through your own name.
Yes, thank you. And you're about to listen to a clip from our interview with co-hosts of the podcast Are You Garbage, Kevin Ryan and H. Foley. And if you want to hear more of us, of them, of Trevor Noah, of Lena Dunham, of Roxane Gay and Michael Rapaport, head on over to luminarypodcasts.com, where you can get a subscription for as low as $2.99 a month. So how did you meet your German Jewish wife?
We met at a comedy club at The Stand. And then it was...
How many years ago?
Maybe 6 years ago
I met
her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 6 years ago I think we met. And then, yeah, it was kind of just like a one-night stand type thing, you know.
Ooh, it turned into marriage.
Yeah, well, then I asked her for a picture of her boobs like the next day or something.
How'd you word it? Like that?
Just kind of like that.
Oh,
kind of like, yeah, you know.
Not jokingly or serious?
I mean, like...
Let me get a picture of your boobs.
Yeah, with a wink.
Show
but like if
boobies.
I got them, it, you know.
But you had seen them already.
I know, but I think I just wanted them.
Like a memento?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just like a...
Just for the file. You know what I mean?
Put it in the spank bank.
So, sexy Kevin. I like
and
that.
And she said no. So we just like kept talking and kept talking. And then...
I like that she said no, but then kept the conversation.
Yeah.
I won't show you my titties.
I won't
but
show you,
I will show you the inside of my heart. Did you have roommates at the time?
I did.
Or did you go to
her
hotel room?
No, she was staying in an Airbnb. I had roommates at the time.
So you fucked her in your roommate apartment?
In my roommate apartment. And then she would fly back and live with me in my roommate apartment.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
wait, how long after did she fly back to live with you?
Not live with me, but she came. I think the first trip back was like maybe 3 or 4 months after we first
met. Wow.
Yeah. And I was like a real piece. She, after the first night, she's like, I'm not. She texted her brother, like, I'm getting a hotel room for the rest. This guy is a fucking...
Are you serious?
Real asshole.
Wow, what'd you do?
I was just like not, I don't know. I was just
not
like,
attentive.
You were showing your real self. That's what you were doing.
I was.
You're being too comfortable.
Well,
in front of
we went to this pizza place in Queens, like a sit down, like bar, restaurant, pizza place, you know?
As new lovers do.
Yes.
And like, it was like, to me, I'm like, I'm spending $70 here. This is a fucking, you know.
And she goes for a grandma slice. And I'm like, whoa.
So she, I'm just like, I have a lot of anxiety. And like, so like, he came and I'm like, yeah, another. I'm like, can I get the check, please? Like, right after, like, you know, they took the place. I'm like, can I get the check?
Just to cut her off from ordering anything else?
No, just like, oh. I'm like, I want to get, I got to go. Like, my anxiety's kicking
hold
in.
Hold on, table service at a pizza joint. That's pretty classy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It wasn't like you get a slice. It wasn't a dollar slice.
What were you anxious over?
I don't know. I just want to, like, get outside and smoke and keep moving. Mm. It was just like, I have this weird anxiety.
Yeah.
And then I, like, asked for the check, and he didn't bring it right away. I'm like, you believe this fucking guy? Like, he's not bringing the, like, real piece
holy
of shit.
Shit.
Men act like this a lot on dates,
100%.
Though.
I'm like, I asked that
Why?
Guy 5 minutes ago for the check. I don't know. I'm super
guy?
Nervous. I just had this girl from fucking Germany fly over to see me.
Yeah,
I don't know what the fuck's going
on. Airs, he's holding it together. Second date, they're
meanwhile,
in a fucking Stromboli place.
I got $90 in my account. I'm spending 70 at the pizza place.
Aww.
I got to figure out how to wing it for the next
garlic
week.
Garlic knots would end you.
I've had my debit card decline on a date, and I'm like, oops.
Oh, really?
I'll get these, and then, no, never mind, I won't.
Oh, was it with somebody you were like dating, like, or was it just
no?
Like,
it was a new. It was like a new thing,
oh, yeah.
And I was
wait,
like,
wait, and you're the check though?
Serves you right for being a feminist.
Yeah.
No, he bought dinner and it was very expensive. So I was like, I'll get us 2 vodka sodas. Surely,
no, you won't.
No, I won't.
Wow, afterwards?
Yeah,
ooh, that's
yeah,
a tough look.
It was rough. It was rough. My pride hurt. My pride
but like
hurt.
The courting thing that you said, and like the, it goes along with what you're saying. Second date, you're at a pizza place, and you were saying like, is trash involved in that? I need to know that there's an element of trash there to continue the relationship.
Men love, this has been a theme, men love knowing that a woman is a little trashy and also like tend to love a trashy look.
Yeah.
Like a lower back tattoo.
Like a little methy.
Love.
Denim shirt.
Not all this time. What do you mean?
Because those are the girls that are getting fucked. What, why? What do you like about that?
True.
I think there's something that's like, well, like also I come from
yourself?
Garbage. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's like, so it's like, that's what you see. Everybody hangs like, you know, I wasn't hanging out with like fucking super rich kids.
Right.
You were
so
trained
like,
to like that. Yeah.
It's just what you see more. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, that's.
Right.
That's,
I like
that's
that
who's
one.
Married into my family. That's who my cousins are. Like, it's like
that's who will feel comfortable.
Yeah. And it's attainable. You know what I mean? You're,
see, that's
your
a big
ego's
thing
not going to get
men attainability.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. And so when you met your wife the first, did you feel like she was out of your league?
Oh, a bit. Yeah, like 1,000,000,000%. And
I'll second that. She still is.
It's like, yeah, no, it's wild. But that's why I held on to it for 5 years. No, she's pretty normal.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty
yeah,
normal.
What's her catch?
Like an eye patch? Or
she's
what
pretty
you,
normal.
You?
Yeah, like a lazy eye or a crooked finger.
She's got a club foot now.
Tail on her head.
Yeah, no.
Stump
she's...
thumbs.
So at what point did it change from you being like a nightmare to you being someone who is marryable?
Love.
A couple of years. I mean, so like she.
Why did she stick with you so long?
Hold on, hold on, hold on. For the record, that is what real love is about. Like she saw that he was a psycho.
No, this is
and fell in love.
He
with
tries
him.
To say this because his relationship is insanely dysfunctional. So because you need to scream at each other.
That's what real love is about.
Foley, this is like a meme that I saw yesterday on a site called Mindful Relationships. When someone fucking asked like in front of like their kid, like they were like, oh, what made you attracted to like mom? And the father answered. Well, I was like pretty shitty at times and didn't show love, but she was always there for me. And then eventually I turned around and I was like, am I taking crazy pills right now? Because this is literally like toxicity to a T.
Sure.
This is not something you should stick around for.
Hey, I'm all about that.
Yeah.
Like toxicity? A bad Bruce Springsteen song.
We're going to get into you in a second because this sounds like a fucking nightmare.
Yeah. Oh, buddy.
So a few years. So she keeps coming back. Like, well, it leads me to believe. I mean, and I have been watching 90 Day Fiancé, but was she just trying to get into the country?
No, because she didn't. It took her for so long to finally commit.
What I'm saying, because I'm like, it's such a long time. It's like, surely if she, you know, if she's out of your league, she could have just found someone better.
Country. Yeah, she could have. The first time.
She got duped.
And Germany's duped herself. It's a beautiful place.
Yeah. She, the first time I brought her around everybody, we were outside the Lantern down in the village.
Oh, no, that's where you brought her?
And Foley goes, I don't know. Hey, lady, I don't know what he's telling you, but there's other single guys in New York. And I was like, oh.
Hey, lady.
That's hilarious.
Hey, lady.
That's such garbage.
Wow.
Here's $20. Run. Get to the bus station. You got to be uptown, midtown with the lawyers and the doctors.
When did you know that you wanted to marry her?
It sounds cheesy, but like right away.
Wow.
I mean,
okay,
like once we started talking.
So that's why you were mean to her?
No, I mean, I just didn't know how to deal with it. Like, I didn't know how to.
Were you mean? Are you saying mean or is she putting mean into your mouth?
She asked to leave.
Well, just because I was a weird, I think it was more like this guy doesn't know
how to treat a woman.
Yeah, just how to do anything, really. It was more of like this guy's just
fucking
nuts. But also at the same time, in my defense, like this woman just flew here. Like, I'm also very nervous. I'm living
it's
in Queens.
A lot of pressure.
I'm living in a story with like four other 22 year olds. Like, it was a fucking scene. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't know what was going on. And
so
I'm like,
how did you propose?
I did it. It was actually not. We just got married in February. We got married right before.
Why did it take
happened.
You so fucking long to propose?
Like
how aggressive that came out.
Yeah, right.
The fuck's your problem?
What were you fucking dragging your feet for?
Well, it was like visa and stuff. There was a lot of, you know, there's a lot of red tape around.
And
a
when
lot
you
of
asked,
filings and stuff.
Did you know she was gonna say yes?
I had a feeling she was gonna say yes.
Okay,
yeah. I mean, because she's here for 6 months. She came here for 6 months
To be with you.
To be with me. Yeah, like she has a visa where she can come for 6 months. And
does
like,
she have a job?
She has a job that she works remotely at.
Oh, that's
so
great.
So she still works in Germany, but. So it was like very convenient for her to come here for long chunks at a time. Mm-hmm. We had an apartment together, and then I was like, fuck it, let's just. And she said, yeah. And then we went and got married at the courthouse.
Wow.
And now
and
we're
so
processing everything.
How was the proposal? What was said? Was there tears?
I knew a ring that she liked, no. And then, like, I kind of, I knew a ring that she liked, and I.
I know a ring that she liked. How did we? But we're back up. How did,
hey,
was
listen,
it she pointed
so,
to an Instagram
I was
ad?
Thinking maybe to save on airfare going back and forth. I don't know.
No, like she was like, we were talking about rings or whatever. Like if we were gonna, you know,
get married
or whatever.
You
and
can't even say it, and you are.
Yeah,
I know.
He was like, if we were,
I
we were gonna like do the thing.
I still say my on stage. I still say my girlfriend because like they were all my bits when I was, and I can't like I can't. It's just tough for me to be like I've said it. Oh, so me and my girlfriend the other day have been.
And you're
not
even wearing a wedding ring, I noticed.
No, I don't wear
judgmentally.
One.
Why?
It's just weird. I don't wear a watch.
Because you're not someone's property.
I'm with you guys on that. I think it's weird and I think it's lame.
Wait, my dad never wore a wedding ring.
Really? Fucking Married Guys Club of America? Shut up. It's lame for you and
the other
dad.
You gotta wear a little jewelry.
No, I don't wear a watch. I don't wear jewelry. It's also like, it doesn't mean anything.
I know, my dad doesn't, but it's also just like, you know, it's, well, I mean, for a man, honestly, a wedding ring gets you hit on more. So I would tell my husband, yeah, don't wear a wedding ring.
Yeah. All the waitresses in New York Comedy Club are like, it's so fucking weird that you don't wear one. That's shady.
No, it's not.
And it doesn't even cross either one of my, I forget that I'm not wearing one for.
Does she wear hers?
Yeah, she wears hers.
Because it's prettier.
It's pretty, yeah. It's a fucking diamond ring. So I went and I just like snuck to Brooklyn and bought it.
Okay.
And then.
In the middle of the
it's
night.
It's always nice to take a subway to buy a wedding ring.
It was like three transfers, night. You know. It was like.
Oh, right.
It was like this cool place out in like fucking Fort Greene or whatever. So you can't get there. It was like this very like.
And where'd you propose?
Just in our apartment. We were like making dinner or something.
Oh,
I just,
Jesus Christ.
On the knee?
Is that tragic?
I didn't know this. Yeah, you stink. That's bad.
Not even a sunset.
Cooking some flowers,
something
like that.
Sweatpants on.
There's got to be a tiramisu involved somewhere.
Oh, I just remember we were both so poorly dressed, like we didn't take pictures and send it because it was like we were like,
yeah,
both,
look like
we both looked like hell.
Yeah,
we had like made dinner or something. And
what'd
like,
you say? I want to know what you said. I'm always
meatloaf
curious.
Was pretty good.
I don't think it was. There was, you know, there wasn't a speech for sure. It was just
you
like
you just got down on one knee.
Here you go.
You're like, hey, excuse, yeah, turn no, around. Excuse it, me. It excuse was, me.
Did you go on one knee?
I went on one knee, and it was, but it was also like we had spoken about. It was like
it's the only time a man will ever
it would
gone
be
down
cool
a woman.
To just do it, like not make it this big thing, because especially in Europe, weddings and engagements aren't like this big fucking to do.
Oh, that's smart.
So it's very like they look at American weddings like you guys are.
And now we're
you
getting
guys are fucking
now we're
insane.
Getting to why he imported a wife.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. it was like $69 at City Hall, and then like dinner was like $3,000 for like 30 of us.
$69,
something like that to get married. Yeah.
$99.
That's cheap.
Yeah, it's really cheap. Or it might even be like $39 to get married.
What? Discount,
yeah.
Coupon.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good time. I don't know if you've ever been to a City Hall wedding, but
I have not.
There's a lot of fucking trash walking around
I
there,
would do that.
Myself included. But yeah. It's fun. It's kitschy.
Yeah. They have well, like you can do a drive-through wedding now because Casey Balsham and Robbie Slowick did that. And honestly, it looked so fucking fun.
It looked really cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's your deal, Foles?
Would you guys have accepted the proposal if it was in,
I wouldn't
in
have,
the apartment?
I wouldn't have gotten even. I mean, I wouldn't have even gotten past date one with
the
roommate.
Pizza place.
They would have
that. Wait, really? You wouldn't date a guy with a roommate?
You know what?
I'm turning 35 next month, Foley. No, I would not be dating a man with a roommate.
Well, we were in our 20s. We were in our 20s.
At that time,
we
yes.
were 27, maybe.
You know,
you're pushing it.
We create goals for our careers and not goals for our relationships. And yeah, if I had to pick, would I want my boyfriend to have a roommate? I would say no.
Of course. What about just lightning striking?
Huh?
Me dead? What are we talking
just
about?
That's
what I would wish for.
Love at first sight, no matter who
me.
He is.
I would. Once I heard he had a roommate, I would go, oh, that was you. Just something. You ate something weird.
Oh, did you like that interview? What? You think you're better than us? You think you're fucking better than us?
You
think you're not
are.
Garbage?
You're definitely not.
Well, you have to listen to the rest of the interview to find out. So if you want to hear the rest of this interview, the rest of a lot of other interviews we've done, interviews by other people who are more famous, but that doesn't make them fucking better than us.
Nope.
Please head over to luminarypodcast.com where you can get a subscription to content that's honestly just a little less garbage than other content you're going to find for as little as $2.99 a month.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.